Station. Are you ready, Alabama?
Oh, the band is out on the field!
The band is leaving the field.
And one time, at band camp,
love the drum.
Man, I do love my drum.
You say that's what she said one more time, I'm gonna pop you.
You're welcome to join the doghouse.
Oh God, I'm so sorry I keep doing that.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
Be a dog.
The clock starts on my whistle.
How you doing?
It's time for the second half of the Tom Abraham Show. Here he is, the head of the household. Here's drum major Big Dog. It's Tom Abraham.
We strong.
You all may be taking the week off, right, this week, but I'm not.
Welcome back. Second half of the show on a Top 10 Tuesday in a Doghouse. It's actually a little less than the second half of the show because we're out early because of first four, because of the tournament almost kind of opens a little bit tonight. And we're a little past the halfway point, but we just kicked the band off the field anyway. It is a Top 10 Tuesday in a Doghouse. If you missed it, I'll reset it a little bit later on. Our top 10 tournament upsets in the history of the tournament, and we ran those down for you. A little bit earlier. David Amendola has his finger. He has his finger more than any other sportscaster, I think, in the country, has his finger on the pulse of what America is talking about out there. That's how about that? And it's David Amendola, and he joins us now on Woody Anderson Ford VIP Hotline. DA, welcome back. How are you, man?
Kind words, Big Dog. I appreciate you saying them. I'm doing well, man. What's going on?
Well, I just think that you being a guy in your mid to late 30s now, you're dialed in. You know what I mean? I think you're really dialed in on all this. Let me ask you a question. What gets a bigger audience, this free agent frenzy NFL network constant of guys moving all over the place, or LIU and Radford on True TV tonight?
Yeah, no brainer. It's going to be the NFL. They got big names that are moving, so many big stories. And we've been talking about kind of nonstop. Richard Sherman, a notable guy in the league. He's changing addresses. Kirk Cousins, obviously, changing addresses. Danny Amendola, changing addresses. So when you have notable names like that and a flurry of activity, and it's football, yeah, it's going to be the NFL.
And it's pouring in. Now Jordy Nelson's being released by the Packers. Jimmy Graham to the Packers. Bears signing Allen Robinson. I mean, it's just nuts. The Sammy Watkins out of North Fort Myers High School or South Fort Myers High School to the Kansas City Chiefs, where maybe he finally reaches his full potential. It's crazy how much movement there is out there and how much interest there is in it. I mean, probably right there with the draft, as much as these players moving around.
Yeah. And I think that this year, more than a lot of other years, it has felt particularly crazy. I don't know why. Maybe that's just anecdotal. Maybe I'm just thinking that because we're in the middle of that. But for so many years, you know, it has not felt like it has been a bonanza quite like the last 48 hours. But, I mean, look, Drew Brees as well, that's a future Hall of Famer. How many big names, as you mentioned, a couple of other guys, Sammy Watkins, a big deal, Jimmy Graham, a big deal. These are all pros. Pro bowlers that are moving addresses, and it just feels like maybe this year it's even more active than most other years.
Yeah, Damon Amendola with us. All right, to the games at hand, the NCAA bracket. Now, I don't know where you are on this, but two things. One, I'm a one-bracket guy. One woman, one bracket, okay? I don't care if I put my bracket in 15 different places, but my bracket's a one-bracket guy. I'm not down with these guys who want to make it all these different brackets and brag about, you know, how well they did in their bracket. And my bracket, I tweeted my bracket out because people say, oh, you got your bracket done? And I tweeted it out, and it's a blank bracket because I do not believe in what I call premature braculation, because I don't want to – I don't have to make this – I don't have to pick these games tonight. I don't have to make this bracket out until tomorrow night. I can't make a change once I put a team on a line, because if I scratch that team, that team will win the national championship. So tell me where you are in those two issues, premature brackets and multiple brackets.
Can't do multiple brackets, Big Dog. I'm with you on that. It's one bracket. Not only do I not have the bandwidth to fill out multiple brackets, but having one bracket is part of the pain of this. I mean, yes. None of us are going to get the perfect bracket. None of us are probably going to win our office pool. That usually goes to a little old lady that's picking the bracket based on mascots or places that she's vacationed or her grandsons and where they've gone to college. So it's part of the pain of this. I mean, you're not really allowed to kind of hedge your bets here. Go with one bracket, deal with the pain. I filled out my bracket today so I could unveil it on the air. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even happy with it the moment that the ink dried. But that's part of this whole thing. The number two, I'm with you. I'm old enough to remember a time when you could get your brackets in Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern time and still be okay with it because no games would have been played. But now the first four, things have changed. But look at how much that we just disrespect the first four. I mean, we're doing a bracket challenge on CBSSports.com. We're not even asking people to choose who wins these first four games. We're just saying, will that winner move on? Because we don't even believe that they're really teams. They basically just have composite names of Arizona State / Syracuse. We give it so little respect. So, yeah, I'm with you on both regards.
Yeah, well, and I've been saying this for years. I mean, really, we couldn't just settle on 64. We really got to have we got to have these four more teams. And if I said, this is why I say, if I don't have to pick your game, the tournament hasn't started yet. You know what I mean? If I don't have to pick that game, the tournament hasn't started yet. So tonight, and I'm not doing this to ruin our own coverage because I know we're making a big deal about our coverage begins tonight. We are a March Madness affiliate. I get all of that. But I don't have to pick these games. Now, I'll watch them. I won't be honest with you. I won't watch the first half of either one of these doubleheaders. I'll watch Bonnie's in UCLA, and I'll watch the Q's in Arizona State. But if I don't got to pick them, why do I feel like I'm in the tournament yet?
So I don't think that Syracuse or Arizona State's going to win a game. I think that either one of them will lose to TCU. But I've got actually St. Bonaventure winning its round of 64 game. I like the Bonnies RPI. I like the Bonnies run recently. I like the Bonnies being on a hot streak recently. So I got them winning. But what's so funny is I'm looking at that going, boy, do I really take St. Bonaventure in the round of 64? Do I really got them winning the game? And I go, who cares? Because even if they don't win, then I forget who St. Bonnie's is playing. But I can get that team as well in the round of 64, so you don't even have to separate the two.
Yeah, I agree. Damon Amendolara with us. Now, I haven't – you've made your bracket out. I make mine out with my eyes early on like this. I look at it and I start and I give little tidbits to my listeners. I'll reveal mine tomorrow on the show, but I just kind of make it out with my eyes because I really do believe that once I write a name down – I'm adamant. I cannot change a team. I can. I don't care if it's Nevada. They'll end up winning the national championship if I take them off a line. I can't do it. I got to stick with what I put down. So I don't know if you're like that. Will you continue to scratch and all of that, or once the brackets, that's it. Once you write it in, it's done.
Yeah, once I write it in, it's done. Now I'll follow along with the brackets and scratch out where I'm wrong, circle where I'm right.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time that this tournament is done, the thing is going to look all marked up and look like a grade school paper that got everything wrong on it. But no, once I'm written it down, then I got to stick with it. And actually, there's a bit of a relief in just knowing that it's completed and done. Because the way that I always feel is, sometimes I've had good brackets, sometimes I've had not so good brackets, sometimes I've had bad brackets. But
yeah,
I'm never going to have the perfect bracket. And if I change something right now, what's going to happen? Inevitably, I'll be wrong on something else anyway. So what's the use? You might as well just roll with it, throw caution to the wind, write down your answers once, and then be done with it, and just let the tournament unfold itself.
Yeah, we did our contest last year. We do a contest online as well, and with a couple of hundred people in there, and my wife tied for the lead, and she asked me before she made out her bracket, what are the numbers next to the team's names mean? Okay, and she won the thing. All right, so that goes to what you said before. Not that she's a little old lady, but that kind of goes to that mentality of the more you pour over this thing and the more you try to figure it out, it seems like the less we really know.
Well, let's face it. the Junkyard Babe is nowhere near close to a little old lady, but if she doesn't know what the seatings are, then no. That goes to show you that she might as well be the little old lady because she has no idea how good any team is versus another team. So that's kind of perfect, and now it makes me feel terrible that I put any thought into my bracket whatsoever.
What do you got Auburn doing? Four seed out of the Midwest. I have them to the Sweet 16 with my eyes. I haven't written it yet, but I have them beating Clemson and making it to Sweet 16, even though they did not perform well in the SEC tournament. But what do you got them doing?
One and done. I don't think that they're going to win a game. I don't like how they ended the season. I don't like the injuries that have beset them. And I'm looking over where there might be upsets in the tournament. I think, and this is kind of a common theme, I think that this year's tournament will have a lot of double-digit seeds early win because there were a lot of great teams that were not so great this year. But I think by the time we get to the Final Four, you'll see all top five seeds or top four seeds get there. So I actually think Auburn will have a short stay, although I will admit Auburn Clemson in a big game is great because then it feels like a football game, and I would like to see that in the round of 32.
Yeah, that would be cool. That's why I was pulling for Georgia to be Kentucky, so it would be Alabama Georgia in the semifinal of the SEC tournament. Alabama's got Virginia Tech. Alabama may not have their big man Dante Hall. There's no word yet, no confirmed word yet on that. Now they do get great guard play in the tournament. Is often about great guard play. Vatek's a pretty salty team though. Out of the ACC, does Alabama get a win?
I don't think so. I love Colin Sexton, and I like that Alabama took that next step under Avery Johnson to get into the tournament. But I think, again, it's a short stay here. Now, I'll be honest. I went to the ACC tournament. I watched most of those games in person. I think I went to 75% of the games or what. So I'm biased because I just saw all those schools, and I was thoroughly impressed with a lot of them. I really liked what I saw out of Virginia, UNC, and Duke. And I'm with you on Virginia Tech being a salty team and being a team that can pull a win in the first round. So I actually have Va Tech winning that matchup in the round of 64.
Potential Kentucky-Arizona blue blood game in round two. Kentucky is one of my 50-50 teams out of the SEC. I have three SEC teams that I think will make the Sweet 16. And they're a 50-50 team along with Arkansas. Do you think, what do you think about Kentucky and Arizona? Or do you think Kentucky gets dumped by Davidson?
A lot of people like that Davidson 5-12 upset. I've had so many people, so many experts tell me that it's going to happen. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go with Murray State pulling the upset of the 5-12 over West Virginia on the other side of the bracket. Mm-hmm. So give me Kentucky winning that game. I would love to see Arizona and Kentucky in that first or in that round of 32. That is just such a cool game. I think that Kentucky's going to win two games. I love the way that they finished off the season. They raced through the SEC tournament, barely broke a sweat. Nobody thought they were going to put it together. Calipari's got those guys finally playing together. We know how natural some of the talent is on that roster. So I think we'll get Kentucky-Arizona, but give me Kentucky in that matchup.
Yeah. I've got Tennessee to the Sweet 16 as well. I think they get through Miami. Everybody's jumping on Loyola Chicago. I think Miami will get them, but I think Tennessee takes care of either of those two teams and gets to the Sweet 16. I don't know if they go anywhere beyond that.
So this is interesting. I don't think Tennessee's in this for the long haul either. I think that they'll get dumped on the first weekend, but I think Miami has the potential to do some damage here in the NCAA tournament. Miami's a really well-coached team under Jim Larrañaga. They've suffered an injury, but Lonnie Walker is an excellent player that's got some bounce. I think you'll see him be a bit of a guy that might splash in your screen. So I think Miami has a couple of wins. We'll get out of that opening weekend. And I just think that, a lot of people thought that Miami would never become a really good basketball program because it's a football school in a football area. But Larrañaga took that team over. Remember, he was the coach at George Mason when they danced all the way to the Final Four. And what was truly the first great Cinderella story, really, since Villanova won the 85 title, because you had a team double digits going all the way to the Final Four. Larrañaga's proved that that was not just a one-and-done type thing for him, not just one magic moment. I think Miami's got a couple of wins in it this year.
All right. Vegas, if you go by Vegas, They got three ACC teams in the Final Four. They've got the two seeds of Duke and North Carolina coming out of their respective regions, along with Virginia, which plays a kind of defense that you just don't see. I mean, it's just crazy. But what do you think about that? I mean, could we see three ACC teams get through?
I think we can. I thought about it, but we won't. I thought about doing the same thing because I love Virginia, Duke, and North Carolina. And I look at the way that those brackets have been situated, and I wonder if it could happen. Because I don't like Kansas at all on that side of the tournament, on that region. Kansas kind of overachieved this year. And I think that Duke is just a better basketball team. But Duke is young. Marvin Bagley, if you've got fans and listeners to your show that just want to see who's going to be in the NBA and they don't really have a sense of what's going on in the tournament, watch Duke's Marvin Bagley. When I had a chance to watch him up close and personal, ACC tournament, number of games in a row, I was taken aback. It was breathtaking to watch how easy it was for him to score, how easy it was for him to get up and down the floor and explode to the basket. I said, wow, this guy is an NBA player right now. So I like Duke as the best player in that region, as the best team. I think North Carolina is the best team of the West. I think they're better than Xavier, as well coached as Xavier is. And I think Virginia, being the number one overall seed, is the best team in the tournament. So when I look at it, I think there could be three, but it never happens that way. We're never going to have three ACC teams to the Final Four. So even though I like the potential of all three of those teams, one's going to get dumped early. I'm going to say that that's North Carolina in the West. So give me Duke and West and Duke and Virginia in the Final Four.
Ooh, Duke and Virginia in the Final Four. So all ACC championship game. All right, Damon Amendola with us from CBS Sports Radio. All right, before I let you go, now full disclosure, DA is a Newhouse School of Broadcasting. That's Syracuse University guy. And so is Sean McDonough. And we're both big fans of Sean McDonough. But I got to get your take here. Sean McDonough out at Monday Night Football, and Joe Tessitore in. Now, Tessitore is a good guy. He comes on during the SEC media days. I like Tessitore, but I never thought he'd be the voice of Monday Night Football. You know what I mean? And I think Sean McDonough is outstanding. And if he's going to go to college football, I think he should be the number one guy over there instead of being, you know, the number two guy. But what was your thought, or what's your take on this possibility? I guess it's happening that Sean McDonough is out at Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I'm biased on this because I think that Sean McDonough is a broadcaster's broadcaster. I think if you don't need fluff and you need the showmanship or the cliches or the catchphrases, if you just want an extraordinarily strong broadcast where he's on top of everything, he's got every anecdote at the ready, he's going to rise to the occasion in the big moment and get out of the way, that's McDonough. And that's why I loved him, because there was no fluff, and I just think we need more of that. And the fact that, you know, they didn't want him at Monday Night Football anymore, it disappoints me. I'm with you. He's a superior play-by-play man to Chris Fowler. Far superior.
Yeah.
I think that Chris Fowler is swimming out of his depths. I honestly liked him as host of College Game Day, but he is not a big game play-by-play guy. And so I'm with you, but Fowler has the name recognition, I suppose, over there, has the college recognition because of Game Day. And I just wonder if it's either because Sean doesn't have the catchphrases, and maybe that's what ESPN wants these days, more of a show, or Sean was always willing to criticize the NFL, willing to go after the officiating, criticize the NFL front office. And I wonder if ESPN's trying to play nice and patty cake with the bigwigs. And, you know, that's why they did what they did. But I'm disappointed in it because I just think he's – if you ever watched the NCAA tournament, or the Big East tournament, rather, when he was doing play-by-play with Raftery and Billis, there might not have been ever a better basketball broadcast. And he can weave all those guys together, call a great game, have a great final call. I just think it's ridiculous that after 2 years, you know, they've parted ways with him at Monday Night Football. I just don't think that's right.
I'm starting to think that there's something bigger at work there. Maybe you guys like us, we're old enough, even though you're younger than me, we're all old enough to still think of Monday Night Football and how that just resonates and rolls off the tongue. Maybe Monday Night Football is not a thing. I mean, there's so much angst between ESPN and the league and the NFL. There's been so many issues over various things. The NFL has not been happy with ESPN's constant haranguing and concussion stories and other stories that have come out of there. ESPN has not been happy with the crap schedule that they've been getting for Monday nights. The Thursday night schedule has been more attractive than the Monday night schedule. Now Fox gets a Thursday night schedule. They're probably going to have, it looks like, maybe Peyton Manning on the color commentary on that. It could even be, you know, Mike Tirico being borrowed from NBC to do those games, or maybe, you know, Kevin Harlan, who's one of my all-time favorites. I love Kevin Harlan. Or who else? We'll see who ends up there. You know, maybe Sean's better off in the college. He's going to do a semifinal. And I think, and I'm with you. I mean, Chris Fowler better watch himself, because I think Sean McDonough, it just has that big sound that you want for huge college football games.
He's great. He's great on college football. He's great on college basketball. He's got a natural fit, a natural voice. He rises to the occasion, big game feel. I just think that at ESPN, it feels like the politics have installed Chris Fowler into that spot because of name recognition, and that they won't shake off of that. But, you know, you could do far worse than have McDonough call your biggest game on your network. And, you know, I've never met Joe Tessitore, so I don't know him. I'm assuming he's a good guy. I'm assuming he's a good, he's people like him, it seems like. So that's all good stuff. But just in terms of who's going to call a great game, you could always trust McDonough in that spot. And I think maybe some people thought he was a little dry, but I think that's just because he's all business. And I like all business, because I don't think we have enough all business play-by-play guys out there.
Yeah, especially depending on who they would have paired him with. Now, when you look at the people that they're talking about, you know, replacing John Gruden with, I mean, Matt Hasselbeck, Louis Riddick, I mean, really, Trent Dilfer. I mean, these guys, you know, it's just, like I say, maybe Monday Night Football is just not a thing anymore. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's going to be where it's the days of the Frank Giffords and the Howard Cosells and Al Michaels and John Maddens and even I enjoyed Gruden. Maybe it's just not a thing anymore.
Might be. You know, it might be. I think it's such a fractured media landscape, and everything has kind of like broken apart anyway, that it'll forever be changed. You're never going to get those streamlined, huge numbers that we used to get. And I think so now all these networks are looking at how to attract the casual fan. I think that's probably part of this conversation. If they have somebody that might come off as a little bit more showman-y, or maybe can build up the event more or something like that, you know, yeah. Maybe that's what this whole thing is, face recognition. I mean, ESPN has gone down the road of guys that have been SportsCenter anchors becoming play-by-play guys like Steve Levy. And so maybe that's just what they want to do in this kind of new iteration of Monday Night Football. So maybe you're right. Maybe it just is never going to be the way that it once was. And, you know, we just have to adjust to it.
Damon Amendola has been our guest, CBS Sports Radio. You can catch him on the CBS Sports Radio app as well. It's 8 to 11 Central Time. DA, appreciate you as always, man.
All right. Sounds good, big dog. Talk to you later.
All right, man. Thanks. Damon Amendola. All right, we got a break in here. When we return, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. He helps us with bracketology next, or with brackets anyway, next. We'll do that right after this. It's the Tom Abraham Show, 730, 1039. Yo.
Sports Radio, 730, 1039. The Ump. The Tennessee Valley Golf Card is back and on sale March 26th. This year's card features a round of golf, including a card at 7 area courses and an hour session at an indoor golf simulator. Visit Gunner's Landing, Links at Redstone, Southern Gales, and Point Mallard. Enjoy a day out at these courses and more, including Pine Hill Country Club, Eagle's Nest, and Links at Briarmead. A $311 value for just $139. And also use it to perfect your swing at X Golf Huntsville. Log on to UmpSports.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Huntsville and Florence? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Huntsville and Florence area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Huntsville and Florence are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-300-2330. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-300-2330. That's 1-800-300-2330.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-461-2525. That's 800-461-2525. 800-461-2525. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Weather sponsored by Kubota. Ever wonder what's behind those orange tractors? Kubota offers efficient engineering from ag to construction, from zero-turn mowers to RTVs. Find a dealer at GoKubota.com.
A freeze warning in effect tonight. The sky cleared. The low should be in the upper 20s, around 28. For tomorrow and Thursday, the sky sunny both days. The high tomorrow, 52. Warmer Thursday with a high at 68. Friday, partly sunny during the day. A chance of showers and storms Friday night. The high, 69. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on. Here he is, the head of the household. The big dog, Tom Abraham.
Adrian Peterson is now on the screen.
Free agent frenzy is just nuts, man. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. As the whatever it is, legal tampering. What the hell is legal tampering? It's an oxymoron. It's like jumbo shrimp. It's an oxymoron. You can't have legal tampering. It's either tampering or it's not tampering. All right. Joining us now are our friend Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports, because it's that time of year, and you know that he's got a bracket that's just going to make you money. That's for sure. And he joins us on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline. Lee, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. My daughter's having a rough time. She's cheerleader for UM, and she's doing the girls' regional. And so they were all over yesterday morning, all excited, looking at all the different sites. And the rumor was they were going to be going to Austin, Texas,
yeah,
or L.A., and they got stuck with Storrs, Connecticut. And not just the city, they got to face Connecticut in the second round if they win the first round game.
Well,
so,
but are they going to ship them?
A very dejected daughter right now.
Well, will they ship them to Dallas though for the guys game? I mean, come on,
no, they split them up this year. Oh. She's with the girls, so she's not real happy.
I didn't even know they had girls cheerleading for girls. Doesn't that seem sexist
by me?
Oh, yeah. That's terrible by me. That's very sexist by me to say
that. They don't have it so bad. They go on private jets.
Yeah.
She sends me pictures when she's on the jets, most of the time when they're flying privately, of the meals they get. I mean, the steaks, usually Haagen-Dazs ice cream for dessert. You won't feel sorry for cheerleaders. So that 2 hours that they put out at a basketball game, if they play one or two games, trust me, they're living large.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, before we get into some of the nuts and bolts of this deal, give us your strategy. Are you a bracket guy, or are you a guy that's looking at the games each day, game by game, and you know, picking the two or three best looking games that you like there?
Well, I do both. I do some brackets. I'll usually get involved in two or three different bracket contests, and you know, for my business, I go game to game. It's a lot easier going game to game, you know, because you think you have it all figured out. You know, let's say, you know, you're feeling good, and you think, you know, that someone like, you know, Cincinnati might be able to challenge Virginia, and they lose the first or second round game, and you're like, oh, okay, now the whole strategy and your whole bracket can change. The key to doing brackets is just make sure you're alive. You got at least three of the four teams headed into the second weekend.
I've talked about that before in doing a bracket backwards, you know what I mean? And I'm a guy, I haven't even made mine out yet. I'm looking at it with my eyes, but I'm not writing names down yet because I cannot scratch a name. When I put a name in, that's it. And I'm a one bracket guy, by the way. And if I put a name down, if I scratch that name, I don't care if it's Georgia State against Cincinnati. I scratch the name, and then they're going to win the national championship. So I can't change.
One bracket? I mean, especially this year, it is so wide open.
One bracket,
you
because
lose,
that's it. That's it. I live and die with my bracket. I mean, I'm going to have a bracket, and then I'll make picks on games. But I got to have you know what I mean? I feel dirty if I'm making one woman
with your kids. And get involved in their league, or do you do one of these on ESPN?
Well,
or
we got
a group
we
of
do with
peers?
The listeners. We do it with my listeners. We do our own. Yeah. We got our listener deal going on here with the ESPN group with the Dump, and so we've got that going on, and they can win great prizes. We do winner take all too, because there's one winner, and everybody else is a loser. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we winner take all. We got tickets to Talladega, and We got golf, rounds of golf at a beautiful country club and all kinds of stuff in there for our winner. So this is, they're listening with bated breath to hear what you got to say about this deal.
Okay.
All right, let's start in the South. Virginia, the number one overall seed, and they play a just a nasty kind of basketball defensively. But what are some of the games you look at there, and who are some of the contenders there that you think could give Virginia a hard time coming out of the South?
Well, I think this is one of the really weird brackets here, the South. I think it's a two race team, and maybe three. Kentucky is coming on. Arizona's really good right now. They're playing at a high level. I think Cincinnati will, their free throw shooting will cost them somewhere down the line. It may not be the first game, but Georgia State might give them a game in the first game, but in their first three games, I think something's going to happen to them because of that free throw shooting. And Tennessee probably a year away. And I just think that this is a Virginia or Arizona team, one of those two teams that does it. Cincinnati, I just can't ever buy into Cincinnati getting to a Final Four. And I think Miami, the loss of Bruce Brown, I don't know when the last time you saw a team this is a guard. He averages over 7 rebounds a game. So he's the heart and soul of their team. I think they'll get by Loyola Chicago, but I think Tennessee might do a number on him in the second game.
Yeah, I see. I got Tennessee to the Sweet 16 over Miami. Boy, that Kentucky-Arizona game is
so
fascinating.
So who'd you go with in that region?
I got Virginia in that region. Okay. I mean, ultimately.
Okay. I got Virginia too.
Yeah, just too much defense to come out of there. But I do think that Kentucky will get Arizona, but I don't. I just think that Virginia will frustrate that young Kentucky team with their defense. And so I got them coming out of there. And I'll tell you, at that bottom half of the bracket, I'm just not sure. Tennessee might get out of there. If Cincinnati struggles, Tennessee might get out of there, and right. Before they get stopped by Virginia.
Yeah, Tennessee loses before they have to play them. You know, that gives them a road there, and Arizona and Kentucky. Can you imagine if those two teams square off in the Sweet 16?
Well, Arizona and Kentucky? No, they would play. They'd play in the 32. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, round of 32. I mean,
right. That's what I'm saying. That's going to be
insane.
A beautiful game there.
That's
I don't
insane.
Know if Kentucky can beat them or not. I have Kentucky 50. I have three SEC teams to the Sweet 16, and Kentucky is a 50-50 one for me. I don't know if they can do that. All right, now let's go to the West Regional. Two SEC teams there with Missouri and Texas A&M. Some people think Missouri might have something for Xavier. I think Xavier's the spongiest of these one seeds. What's your take on this West Region?
Yeah, I mean, I could see anyone from even 1 through 6 somehow getting there. I mean, Houston's my long shot. I like Gonzaga a lot here. Michigan's going to be a tough out. The way they played that game, the last two games, I don't think anyone in the country would have beaten them when they beat Michigan State and Purdue. So they play at that level. They're going to be a tough out. North Carolina, you don't know what you're going to get with that team. I mean, Joel Berry and also Luke May, they can be great one game and horrible the next. But I think Xavier's not going to advance here. Even like Ohio State, I mean, they're a team that was playing really well in conference play until their conference tournament. But down the road, I don't like Missouri, this team at all. Without Jordan Barnett, he's not going to play in the opener. You know, you try to put in Michael Porter, and I think it just changes the dynamics. If they had him for a couple weeks, maybe. But I like teams like Florida State in the first game that lose that first game of the tournament. A lot of people don't know this. They had a couple injuries going into the tourney. A couple guys really banged up. Terrence Mann had an injured toe. Another guy had a problem with his knee. You know, you give a team like that, 8, 9, 10 days to get ready, and they might come out with, they might be able to play at a different level. They just had no intensity the first game. Florida State and Providence, they could do some damage and maybe win a game or two.
I think even though the Big Ten only had four teams in this tournament, I really like three of their teams. I mean, Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State. We'll get to Michigan State in a moment. But, I think those three teams could have good long runs in here. I think Ohio State's the team that stops Xavier. And I like Michigan a lot as well. Now, Vegas has North Carolina coming out of the West.
I have Gonzaga for a second.
You got Gonzaga. Wow. Gonzaga coming out of there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I haven't 100% decided yet. I may go with Michigan, man. I mean, I'm feeling Michigan a little. For some reason, I may go with Big Blue coming out of the coming out of the West.
Did you date a girl from Michigan at one time?
No.
You're sounding a little sentimental there.
No, I'm feeling it for Chris Webber. You know, Michigan's going to make it to the Final Four, and then they're going to call a timeout, and then they're going to screw the thing up. No, maybe it'll be against North Carolina, right? When Michigan plays North Carolina, Chris Webber will call a timeout, and then it'll be the end of that. You know who's not coming out of the West is any teams from the West, because they got none out there, basically. I mean, what a crazy deal that was, right? I mean, you got these teams, holy man.
How you don't put in Ohio State? I mean, that was an absolute travesty there. Also, Oklahoma State and Louisville, I thought, deserved to be in. Oklahoma in the tournament after they've lost 11 of the last 15 games, in Syracuse and Arizona State. Look at the teams that involved in that NCAA basketball investigation. A lot of those teams were in, ended up out.
Yeah. All right, in the East, Villanova sits there at the top. Alabama has Virginia Tech, and I don't know if they're going to have Dante Hall yet. They're saying game time and all that kind of stuff. If they don't have Dante Hall, they got no chance against Virginia Tech. If they do, do they have a shooter's chance? Do they have a guard's chance of beating Va Tech before they get whacked by Villanova?
I don't know. I mean, You'd have to have Colin Sexton. He'd have to absolutely play out of his mind again. But, you know, I think it'd be tough. Yeah, I think Virginia Tech is going to be a tough out there. You know, sometimes Virginia Tech just disappears for like a half or, you know, 8-10 minutes. You watch someone like the Kerry Blackshear. At times, I mean, the guy dominates, and at times I just think he's underperformed a little bit this year, but I like Virginia Tech in that game. My sleeper in this bracket here, first-round game. I don't know if they're going to win the game, but they're going to cover Stephen F. Austin against Texas Tech. I mean, this is a team that they've been there so many times before, and they play great in the first round, and Texas Tech can weather that. They've got a shot, but I like Arkansas a lot. Arkansas, I think,
too.
Matches up real well with Butler. Butler, I think, is just a team that's just not very good right now. They struggle with athletic teams, especially athletic front courts, and that's what Arkansas has and plays up-tempo. And they win that game, I think Arkansas will have a real good chance against Purdue. Similar team, Purdue has trouble, real slow front court. So Arkansas is my sleeper there. I'm going to go with a sleeper. I'm going to say Texas Tech comes out of here.
Ooh.
I like Villanova, but they're not the same team from the last couple of years. Jalen Brunson just has taken this team. He's played at a level I don't know if he can sustain every single game. So you don't want to get them to the free throw line. They shoot 77%.
Right.
But they got to keep shooting well. And they shoot 50% overall and almost 40% from the three-point line, and I think they might need every single point against a team like Arkansas.
I think first of all, I think Purdue's a phony, and I agree with that. I think Arkansas will get them there. I think we're going to see a rematch. Yeah, you like Tech coming out of there. I think that Florida's going to stop Tech. I think we're going to see a rematch of the SEC game between Florida and Arkansas in the Sweet 16. You know, I think that there's a distinct possibility.
A lot of people like West Virginia, but, you know, I just – you know, Bob Huggins just down the stretch, he just doesn't. I don't want to put my money on him.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting, though, to see how far to go. I do have Villanova coming out in the East, even though they aren't 100% of what they were. I just don't see enough teams there that could give them a real hard time. But we'll see how that shakes out. And then in the Midwest, now this is another region that Vegas doesn't agree with the seedings because Vegas has Duke as the favorite. I'm telling you, Sparty, you better watch out for those guys. I mean, I think they're rallying a little bit there. It's Tom Izzo in the tournament. I know they've been upset before in the past, but not this time. I think they're very, very dangerous there. But what do you think about Auburn? Because they're the wild card. I'm just talking about the Sweet 16. Can Auburn take out Clemson in the second round and get to the Sweet 16?
I think that they can, and I think that they will. But asking anything more than that, probably not going to happen. I like Michigan State. Michigan State's my team here. A month ago, they were number one seed. Duke, most talented team. You look at Kansas. This is not a typical Kansas team here.
No.
Usually there's someone that's going to go in the lottery. Not this year. Usually have a really good freshman. Not this year. Usually have a lot of depth. Not this year. They got to make a lot of threes. They average over 10 threes a game with that four-guard lineup. But you're looking for sleepers here. Maybe Seton Hall is about the only one. Team that plays absolutely no defense is North Carolina State. North Carolina State is awful.
All right. So summarize with your final four. Give us your final four.
Okay. You there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought we lost you there for a second. Give us so summarize with your final four. Give us your final four. You got
I'm gonna say in the South, I'm gonna go with Arizona. In the East, I like Texas Tech. In the Midwest, Michigan State. And in the West, I'm going with Gonzaga.
All right, what if how do people get your picks throughout the tournament daily in terms of whatever games you really like the most? What kind of package you got for the whole tournament?
They can just go to ParamountSports.com, and we've got how about this? Normally it's $347 for the entire tournament. I cut it down to $247, and I even added in a Save 100 coupon from now through Monday, April 2nd. That's almost 3 weeks of action, $147. That's right. Looking to try to sign up 500 people. We've been on a roll, only four losing weeks this year in basketball. ParamountSports.com. Use coupon code SAVE100, $147 for every single selection of mine, college and NBA, through Monday, April 2nd. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
Throwing the NBA in there, too, huh?
Yep.
I mean, killing it in the NBA. So you threw a little NBA in there. All right, good stuff.
Do it all.
All right, man. Appreciate you as always, Lee.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Thank you. All right, let's get a break. And when we return, final segment of this hour. Reminder, we're only going to 5:28 and change today. So be ready to rock and roll if you want. At the top of the 5 o'clock, we'll get the phone lines opened up again. And I got a couple of other topics I haven't even touched on yet. But we'll come back right after this on 730-1039. Yep.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Ump. From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider for Alabama athletics. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. Coach Avery Johnson's Alabama Crimson Tide will travel today to Pittsburgh. The Tide, of course, accepting a bid to the NCAA men's basketball tournament on Sunday, as Alabama will be taking on Virginia Tech for its first game. Thursday night, tip-off time set for 8:20 Central. We'll have radio coverage on the Crimson Tide Sports Network beginning at 7. Alabama comes into the contest having won two of their last three. Alabama advancing to the semifinal round of the SEC tournament after beating Texas A&M and Auburn. Meanwhile, Virginia Tech was eliminated at the ACC tournament after losing a 21-point second-half lead to Notre Dame. Again, tip-off time on Thursday night set for 8:20 Central with radio coverage beginning at 7. I'll have more in a moment.
You know, you hear a lot of coaches talk about class. You're not born with it, nor can you buy it. In a lot of ways, class is how you carry yourself and how you treat others. At Dex Imaging, they treat everybody with class, from their employees to their customers to their business partners. So if you need a copier and printer company that understands class, then give Dex Imaging a call. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of Alabama Athletics.
The Alabama women's basketball team has accepted a bid to the WNIT. The title play host to Southern University on Wednesday night in Tuscaloosa with tip-off at 7. And tonight at Sewell Thomas Stadium, Alabama baseball will be in action against Alabama A&M. First pitch is set for 6 o'clock. That's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by Dex Imaging, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
You're going to get some first four action, starting with LIU Brooklyn versus Radford at 5:30, and then St. Bonaventure versus UCLA at 8:10. Of course, that's all right here on The Ump.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/mix for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/mix. That's match.com/mix. Match.com/mix.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Life's never perfect, but as realtors, we know living it in the perfect place can make a big difference.
Imagine
watching your toddler vomit all over the hardwood floors when you almost settled for carpet. Screaming loudly into a pillow in that private first floor master. Finding the mudroom covered in what you hope is mud and remembering why you wanted a mudroom. So get the perfect place to house all of life's imperfections. Get Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Tennessee Valley Golf Card is back and on sale March 26th. This year's card features a round of golf, including a card at seven area courses and an hour session in an indoor golf simulator. Visit Gunner's Landing, Lynx at Redstone, Southern Gales, and Point Mallard. Enjoy a day out at these courses and more, including Pine Hill Country Club, Eagle's Nest, and Lynx at Briarmead. A $311 value for just $139. And also use it to perfect your swing at X Golf Huntsville. Log on to umpsports.com.
Did not.
Did too.
With McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu, you can choose among favorites for just $1, $2, or $3, which means you can get two Happy Meals for $3 each, a triple cheeseburger for $3, and a two-piece buttermilk crispy tenders for just $2. Or, as Dad likes to call it, the...
Finally, some peace and quiet on this cross-country road trip meal.
But Dad, I thought you always called it the family time is special time meal.
Build whatever meal you want with McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Menus vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Huntsville and Florence? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Huntsville and Florence area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Huntsville and Florence are perfect markets for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text WEALTH to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Text WEALTH to 82,000. That's WEALTH to 82,000.
A freeze warning in effect tonight. The sky clear. The low should be in the upper 20s, around 28. For tomorrow and Thursday, the sky sunny both days. The high tomorrow 52. Warmer Thursday with a high at 68. Friday, partly sunny during the day. A chance of showers and storms Friday night. The high 69. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9. The Ump.
Read the sign. Beware of dog. Tom Abraham is back.
Just take those.
Signing Malcolm Butler, the safe there at a corner that was in the middle of all of that angst at the Super Bowl. Remember when he did not start in the Super Bowl and there was a lot of question as to what happened there. And it looks like the Titans will get Malcolm Butler. At least that's what they are saying there. T-Mac, did you go look at the video I posted regarding the tease video about the Titans' new uniforms?
I was actually watching it as you discussed it in the opening segment. A lot more blue than I expected.
Well, in a way, they may be throwing us a curveball because it looks a lot like, I mean, everything they show really looks like the existing uniform. You know what I mean?
It
the
does.
Blue and then the two-tone with the Titan blue and the Oiler blue, you know, that look. Red Nike swoosh in there. Why would the Nike swoosh be red? You know what I mean? That's not a typical deal. I mean, it's been blue all along, so you wonder whether or not there'd be something in there. But that logo that they did for the 20th anniversary, a lot of gray in there, right? A lot of gray and blue, and there's no red at all in there. And that's going to be on the uniform, so you would think that they want that to match with the uniform, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm watching it again as you're talking about it, just to see the red swoosh again, and it's surrounded by just a bunch of white and everything. I don't know, man. A friend of mine said that he saw the preview too, and he was hoping there'd be a little more red in there. He might get his wish.
We don't know.
Right.
We don't know. I think there's a lot of, I think there's going to be gray in there, but you saw the white with the Columbia blue trim, and then you see blue numbers with the, you know, with the Columbia blue trim on a white jersey, and then on a white jersey you see the Nike swoosh. It's going to be interesting, but there's an awful lot of gray in that logo that they did, that 20th anniversary logo. And notice there's no flaming thumbtack anywhere in that uniform as well. And that logo, I should say. But I don't know. All right, we'll come back. Open lines off the top of the hour. 866-485-9867. 866-485-9867 on 730-1039 AM.
And 1039, The Ump. More sports.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for Woody Anderson Ford. Have you noticed the weather lately? Spring is definitely in the air, and you know what that has me thinking about? Getting my vehicle serviced at Woody Anderson Ford. Now, Woody Anderson Ford at Jordan and Sparkman Lanes has incredible new service lanes. So clean, it's like pulling into a NASCAR garage. Plus, the service team is first rate. They're knowledgeable and courteous. So if you go in there and say, it's kind of making a whirring sound when I turn the wheel, or it clunks at the stoplight, well, they got you covered. So get your spring service now at Woody Anderson Ford.
One of the things about the humidor is it's probably got the greatest variety of any tobacco shop in Huntsville.
I come down here because the variety of accessibility of the different types of cigars that they have.
Great selection of cigars, and they have the best selection of cigars around at a good price.
Buy it, smoke it here, hang out with the guys.
Great pipe selection, great tobacco selection. They do a great job of taking care of the customer, and that's what counts.
The Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway Southwest. Now open Sundays, noon to 6.
When your small business is growing, you get familiar with the phrase, that's a good problem to have. Good problem one, you're too busy to answer the phone. Solution, UMA Office. Its virtual receptionist directs calls to the right extension. Number two, new business is keeping you from the office. Solution, an UMA mobile app that helps you take calls from anywhere. And three, it starts at just $19.95 a month. Well, no problem there. Just good. Visit UMA.com. That's OOMA. Or call 866-840-8792 to find out more.
I want to tell you about my friends at Madison RV Supercenter. If you're in the market for a fifth wheel, travel trailer, toy hauler, maybe a motorhome, Class A or Class C, Madison RV Supercenter has used and new inventory for you. The prices are second to none. You can finance it on site. You can rent RVs at Madison RV Supercenter. Trade yours in. Come check out the parts and service department as well. Go to MadisonRV.com or call 256-837-3883.
I've had this law practice well over 30 years now.
Lackey Law Firm founder and my dad, Gary Lackey.
From the beginning, it's always been about helping people in need and giving solid advice to every client. Our first job is to make sure you know your rights.
I'm Justin Lackey. One of those principles Dad always taught us was that every client is as important as another. The initial consultation is free, and if we take on your injury case, you won't pay us anything unless we recover money for you.
Like father, like son, like daughter. I'm Jennifer Lackey. Hurt in a car wreck? You owe it to yourself to visit our website. you'll see an impressive list of success stories. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be provided is greater than the quality of legal services to be performed by other attorneys.
No matter where your case is in North Alabama, we may be able to help. Visit us at thelackeylawfirm.com, L-A-C-K-E-Y.
Or reach us at 1-800-4-RIGHTS, 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Huntsville and Florence? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Huntsville and Florence area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Huntsville and Florence are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties. To get to
Sports Radio 730 and 1039, The Ump, WUMP Madison, W28 OBA Madison Huntsville, a Cumulus station.